This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Beginning tomorrow, a special session of the Oregon State Legislature called by the governor. State Senator Floyd Przanski getting ready for it. Floyd, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Floyd Przanski represents parts of Douglas, parts of Lane County, a Democrat out of Eugene. You've been in the legislature a long time now.
It's been a few years, yes. I've been very honored and fortunate to be able to represent Senate District 4 and part of that House District 40 and 8.
In the special session, the governor's called that for two main purposes. What do you think about how the structure of the session is at this point?
Well, it seems to me things are coming together a little bit better than I thought they were. I expected it to be extremely chaotic. But yesterday we had our first of our informational hearings for the committee that has been established for the special session. I am fortunately one of the senators that are on that group. There are, I believe, 14 of us, if I'm not mistaken, seven senators and seven representatives. And we took testimony on one batch of the bills dealing basically around the COVID-19 issues, multiple issues. Today at 9:30, the committee will reconvene for a second day of informational hearings, specifically on concepts around police accountability. Because of my work as a prosecutor, I've been tasked in that particular area, and where I thought we might be able to get only one of the bills out of the six concepts ready to go forward. That's basically already been done. It looks like we are getting enough agreement to move forward with setting baselines and some of the other concepts, and we'll continue to have work. And what I expect is a second special session called by the governor later this summer, probably late July, first of August, after the federal Congress makes decisions as to what, if any, additional financial assistance relief will be coming to the states. And at that point, we will be taking up the budget issues that we aren't taking up this time that really will need to be taken up before we get back into our regular session in January 2021.
Now, some of the Republicans in particular have been saying that this special session should be focused on the budget issues for the state. How would you respond to that?
Well, I can't disagree with that in the sense of I think there's some work that we should have done and could have done in this first special session. I do understand the governor's hesitation to start spending state allocated dollars into areas that could be funded by the feds. The question is, if we started funding them now with our state revenue and the feds say you cannot use this money to do any ongoing programs, have we now lost an opportunity to have that relief, federal relief coming into the state, because we've already started a program and it's being funded now by the state? So I understand that, but at the same time, I do believe there are some what we might call low-level fruit on the budget issues that could have been put into place. But realize this, it's a two-party system. Whoever's in control is going to have the other one commenting as to what they think should be better or differently. And it doesn't matter who's on top, who's on the bottom. So those type of comments I take with a grain of salt, but I also agree at the same time there is some budget stuff that we could have done, but waiting another 4 weeks to 6 weeks is what I've been told. Probably will not cause much more angst and difficulty, and we could find greater relief and more resources once we know what the federal government's going to do for a continuation of funding.
With the COVID-19 situation, that's made some changes in how many things are taking place in people's lives. How much different will the legislative session be laid out in terms of space and where things are held and access, that sort of thing?
Well, I, of course, have not been up to the Capitol since we adjourned back in the during the short session earlier this year after the walkout. So all I can tell you is what I've heard. We've had professional individuals coming in from the health medical side as well as hazmat. And they have basically, my understanding, there's tape everywhere in the Capitol as to how people will be able to come into the Capitol, where they will be able to go or not go. And then there will be other social distancing requirements and such. So It's going to be completely different. I am not having my staff person who's been telecommuting coming in for the special session, which could be, I'm thinking, at least 2 days, possibly 3 days, so tomorrow, Thursday, and possibly into Friday. What we're trying to do is limit as much contact with individuals so we're not spreading any type of virus to anyone else. So it's going to be really different, though, and I'm not sure exactly how they're going to do the voting. My understanding is we have to be on the floor to vote, and I think what we're going to be doing is having individuals, because you don't have enough room on the floor in the chambers to have everyone there and socially distance. So many of us will be in our offices and we'll be monitoring by the TV video system. And when we want to communicate or have comment, we'll have our majority leader or our whips signal that we want to speak, and then we'll go in the queue. We'll come out of our office, walk down, and wait until we can enter the floor and go to our desk. And everyone around us that's less than 6 feet will have to move away from their position to allow us access to our microphones.
One of the things that has been brought up is the issue of Oregon's public meeting laws. We are told that the Capitol is not going to be open to the media or to the public. What have you heard?
I'm not sure about the media. That I had not heard. I think the public, that is correct. What they have done in the since COVID-19 is basically allow for people to follow and trace through video systems. And also for those such as what we're doing today, our informational hearings, people pre-register to give comment testimony, and they're on to a sheet, and they will be called in order, and then they basically will give their testimony virtually. Same type of situation will be here. There also will be viewing station or stations outside of the Capitol for those individuals who do not have access at home or other places for video reception to be able to follow at that. So we've met the letter of the law. Is it the best way to do it? Not necessarily. But is it the safest way? You bet.
What about other things that are going to come up? Now, by the understanding I have of how a special session is structured, it sounds like everything is going to focus around the two things that the governor called the session for.
Well, that's true. We have to keep in mind that whenever we have a special session called, and I'm going to say a general special session, because I'm not sure if you can actually limit under the catastrophic disaster special sessions that we're not having yet, what the subject matter is, because in a general special session, once that gavel goes down and the session begins, anything can be brought up by a member. I believe that the leadership for both the Republicans and the Democrats are working together and trying to maintain as much continuity and less chaos as possible. But clearly, each and every member could, in fact, try to interject themselves outside of the prescribed areas.
All right, out of time for now, but checking in, getting ready for the special session tomorrow, part of our coverage of that. State Senator Floyd Przanski, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day, and stay cool.
All right, 8:41 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.